Strange news. Sometimes the news is full of bizarre events. One I just heard about and you may have also was the disappearance of a man 10 years ago. What makes this so bizarre is the fact his body was just found behind a freezer in the store he worked at. It seems there was a foot and one half space and somehow, he fell down into it and was not able to get back out and died there. No one noticed. I would have to think there must have been a smell. The poor guy must not have been able to yell, perhaps he was unconscious. A man decided he wanted to be a bird. Not any bird but a parrot. He began by transforming his house into a bird cage. He took in many birds and began to eat the same food they eat. The birds he took in were parrots, of course, and he said you can't trust people the way you can trust parrots. This was not enough for him, however. He decided if he couldn't be a parrot, he wanted to at least look like one. That is when the surgery began. I have to say, how do you get a plastic surgeon to do this? He did find one who apparently went along with the idea and he began to get his features converted. Along with the surgery, he received facial and body tattoos which look like feathers. He also had dye injected into his eyes. Another man was busy taking photos of wildlife. You never know what the wildlife might do, and in this case it was eagles. He had decided to take a video of eagles eating fish, and one of the eagles saw him, and before he could get out of the way he jumped him and stole his camera and flew away. As the man watched the bird flying further and further away, he gave up hope of ever recovering the camera. Several days later, a neighbor of his was walking along the beach and saw the man's camera and picked it up. I guess it didn't taste good. The case was cracked, but the SD card was fine. He returned the camera to the man and they both watched the exciting video which had been recorded for the entire flight of the bird. There is a saying by some people and it is, you can never have too much chocolate. The people in the town of Wörl in western Germany would probably disagree with that statement. This is because there is a firm there which makes liquid chocolate and they had an accident. One day the tank ruptured and over a ton of liquid chocolate poured out into the street. The fire department had to come out with shovels to move the chocolate to the side until it could be completely cleaned up. Sometimes things happen that defy common sense and you have to say to yourself, how can anyone be that dumb? I had to say this when I read about what a certain woman was arrested for. It seems she was driving her car with a kiddie pool on the roof. You might say, so what, so let me tell you the rest of the story. It was full of water and had children in it. A bystander seeing this called the police immediately. By the way, she was not on local streets, but on a four-lane highway. When I hear about people being put off of planes, I think the reason given is too picky. Such as not liking the way someone is dressed and such. That was not why this guy was put off his plane. For some strange reason he decided sitting in a seat was just a waste of his time and that time could be put to better use by him doing exercises. He stood up during the flight and grabbed the overhead bin and began to do pull-ups. The flight crew and even some passengers asked him to stop, but he would have none of it. Finally, the plane made an unscheduled landing and put him off. I think just about everyone knows what Area 51 is about. Maybe I should say they think they know. Recently, millions of people have signed up on the internet to storm Area 51 because they want to see UFOs. The person who started this says it is a joke, but the United States Air Force is not taking this lightly. They have warned everyone they will use force if they have to. We have to protect those aliens who are stationed there. We tend to think of the universe as being full of stars, planets, and other bodies. But an astronomer has come out about it. He says there are also vast voids where nothing exists. He states the galaxies are moving away from the voids, making them even vaster. Did you know there is an annual Ernest Hemingway look-alike contest in Florida? Lots of men show up for the contest and some of them keep coming back every year if they lose. Such was the case for one man who finally won the contest after 8 years. The contest consists of three rounds and is a big hit at Key West's Sloppy Joe's Bar. One of the more disturbing and strange stories took place in Indonesia. The island of Sulawesi has its shares of pythons. These are the same snakes which are invading Florida and which seem to be getting to the top of the food chain there. What was disturbing about this story was the fact a python was captured and killed, and when it was cut open, a 54-year-old woman was inside the creature. She had been swallowed whole. An image showing a man performing claims it is Tupac, who was said to have died in 1996. The photo was taken in 2019. Could Tupac have faked his death and been put in some kind of witness protection program? If so, why would he be performing? A guy was leaving for the Marines in a few weeks. He decided to have a picnic by a lake in Florida with his significant other. As he and the woman spread out a blanket and put their food down, a very large alligator came out of the water and chased them off the blanket and began to eat their lunch. It ate a large amount of cheese, salami, grapes, watermelon, and even a bowl of guacamole before the man was able to scare it away. So much for the picnic.